Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today's Lunar New Year, start of the year of the rat, and there's a parade in Flushing today. But in mainland China, because of coronavirus, all large gatherings have been banned in the quarantine area of Wuhan and in Beijing. China's leaders call the situation grave. Mac Rosenberg's in Flushing.
Dit Chang has never been to Wuhan, but he knows it's a big city.
10 million people. This is a big city, bigger than New York. So it's hard to control as a government, but we have to do our share.
He and other people I spoke to are praying for the people affected by the coronavirus, but they're here to celebrate Chinese culture.
Every month of the year, there's a different type of celebration for the amazing people who call New York City home.
City Council Speaker Corey Johnson marched in the parade, which was a little dampened by the rain. He says the best way to fight the coronavirus, both here and globally, is with a calculated strategic approach.
We have to talk about public health issues in a really calm, scientific way, in a way that doesn't scare people, but in a way that gets people the facts.
In Flushing, Queens, Mac Rosenberg, WCBS News Radio 880.
We're now awaiting the test results on three people in New York State for the coronavirus. The New York State Department of Health says of the four people isolated for testing, one has come back negative. Officials have not said where these people live, but city officials say it's not in one of the five boroughs. The CDC says it's likely there will be more cases reported in the coming days and weeks, but that the immediate threat to the general public from coronavirus is low. Three people were killed and another critically injured in a wrong-way crash on the Grand Central Parkway. This was near the Cross Island Parkway exit in Queens. Police believe one of the two cars was, one of the two drivers, was going the wrong way at 5:30 this morning on the westbound lane of the Grand Central. A woman and two men died from injuries in the accident. Another is in critical condition. And two people were killed in a violent crash in Newark at 3:30 this morning. A speeding car slammed into a no parking sign and then into a tree. This happened at 15th Avenue and Huntington Street. Two women were killed. Two men are now at University Hospital in critical condition. Another woman in the crash is in stable condition. Rashid Samir lives a block away from the crash, says speeding is common in his neighborhood.
So it's like an ongoing thing. I don't know, people come speeding down this 15th Avenue strip. When they come speeding down this strip, it's a wrap. But when they get right here on Huntington or on Bergen.
A big break-in at the Fancy Clothing Boutique. It's located at 123 Mercer Street in Soho. Police say someone used a large object, possibly a cobblestone, to break the glass front door, and then six guys ran in, removed 52 coats. They're valued at $40,000. The coats range in value between $800 and $1,100 apiece. Police released a video of the break-in. The robbers fled in a gray BMW X5 and a black Lincoln Town Car. Well, let's get that forecast now. Find out how the rain will let us sit for this day. Here's our meteorologist, Frank Strait.
Well, Joe, currently looking at weather radar, a band of some moderate to locally heavy rains pushing through, so it's pouring in some areas out there now. That's coming down hard enough to cause some street and poor drainage flooding, so do be careful if you're out and about. For at least the first part of this afternoon, this band of rain seems to be moving along fairly well, and once we get rid of it in a couple of hours, we'll just see lingering showers the rest of this afternoon into this evening. But again, for the short term, a little bit tough to get around thanks to the heavier rain. It's also a little windy. We're seeing gusts over 40 miles an hour in some areas, so that's another concern too, with that wind coming straight out of the east at the moment. That can pile up some water along the shoreline, some coastal flooding a concern too. High about 50 in Midtown this afternoon, so we're on the mild side, but it's feeling colder thanks to those gusty winds, feeling more like the 30s and 40s. A leftover shower around early tonight. Otherwise, clouds linger and the low will be 38 in Midtown. And then tomorrow and Monday, we'll see clouds and some sunshine. Both days will be breezy and on the mild side. Average high is 38 or 39 this time of year, but we'll see 47 tomorrow and 46 on Monday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.